last year when Victor got hurt, Sean said he told Odell, congratulations, your rookie year is over. You know, we need you now. Did you have a similar conversation with Eric?
No, I did not. Eric, from day one, when he was drafted, before he even took his snap, was when he was up here, we sat and talked. And he was one of the rookies, as I went through, a couple of the other guys. One guy asked me, what are your expectations of me if I get drafted by Johnson? Eric never asked me that. But and through the conversation, I guess he realized what I was telling him. You know, you were drafted in the ninth pick in New York by the New York Giants for a reason. And that reason is that from day one, you're going to compete, okay, to be a player. And I did tell him at that time, nobody knows when that day is. It could be the first day, it could be the 25th day, it could be the 10th day. But, you know, my goal as a coach is to always get you ready, okay, to be ready that first day. And that's kind of what we talked. I didn't tell him his rookie season's over. You're going to be a rookie. They're going to treat you like a rookie. But I think he'll grow and he'll mature at a rapid pace.
It had been a while before these last 3 years that you've had a rookie start.
Yeah, Justin was the last one.
Right? So it was Chris. Weston. And it was a big gap.
Oh, yes. I see what you said. Yeah.
And then Justin, Chris, Justin Weston, yeah. And now
yeah.
Eric. Is that...
That's why I wear a hat, because my hair's all gray. I'm losing my hair right now.
Has that helped you? Has that experience helped you?
Yeah, it probably has. You know, but the first big help that I had was when Chris was a rookie. You know, because he was, a guy that was prepared to play in the NFL physically. I don't know if you're, when you come in, you're prepared to play mentally, because it's a whole different type of. Organization structure, the game's much faster. But in terms of physically, he was well prepared, and that helped him an awful lot. Through his first year, probably helped me. I was around it when Chris Samuels was a rookie with the Redskins. It would have been my first year in the NFL, and I kind of observed how that went. But I think each year and each guy is different. You know, I learned some things from Justin that helped Weston, and learned some things from Weston in combination with Justin that'll help Eric, you know, and through my teaching and everything. The biggest thing for these guys is, you know, how much time can you spend with them and just keep giving them the information so they just absorb it and digest it, okay? And it's just one thing you find out with the younger players, they have to go out and do it, and they have to do it, and they have to do it. The more reps they get, and that's what, I did in the past, or we did in the past. You know, you don't want to work a guy that he's crawling off the field, but, you want to work him to his brink, because the more reps he's getting, the better off. The opportunity you get to teach him on tape, and then he's experiencing that. And Weston did the same thing last year in training. He was a center one day. He was a guard disc. He was back and forth. I mean, you guys are probably thinking, what's wrong with the offensive line coach? He's going nuts. Can't even find out a position. Well, you didn't know. He had to be ready to play either position. As it turned out, he started at left guard.
How's it going with Weston at center at this point?
I think it's going right now. The progress is good. It really is. He learned an awful lot last year. But, I knew through, and I mentioned to you guys, that he was going to be a player for a very long time. I know I'm using that but I believe it, because he likes the game of football. He really has embraced the center position, because you are the voice, okay, of everybody to start out. The quarterback may change, all right, things, but you're telling everybody what to do. And I think Weston has a little bit of boss man in him. You know, he likes that. So.
What have you seen from Mike Pomeroy? I mean, big
guy. Oh, yeah. I'll tell you, the Kevin Garnett of the football players, huh? I mean, guys, that man, huge. He's a good worker. He really is. He has some position versatility from being a tackle to a guard. And we worked that with him. We have to really find out a little bit more about when we get in pads. I like his attitude.
Generally, when you go from year to year, there's some carryover. Somebody's at the same position. This year, nobody's at the same position. I mean, is that a good thing, a bad thing?
I guess I'm at the same position. That's a good thing. it is to a certain extent. But when you've had You know, and again, these guys have been in this room for, this is the second year majority of them. So what in that offensive line room, they've heard the same things. Okay, now maybe it was from another position they played. So it's more of a step, a technique, than it is a language. And language and communication is so important in the position that I coach. And it is different. I don't know if it's that drastically different. We just have to, you know, as I've mentioned to you in past years, once we get closer to training camp, we got to nail this thing down and say, hey, this is the best fit that we have that's going to help make our offense successful in 2015.
Justin seems to have embraced his change.
Yeah, I think, you know, I think I've heard that from other people. I think he likes playing, which I love guys that like playing, okay? And I think any position you put him at, you know, he would play it. He'd like to be a guy that's settled in one position. Most of them are that way. But I think you probably get that feeling from him more than anything. I still, you know, I mean, he did it. He, you know, and he would only get better at tackle position for us. He really would. So is he a better guard to tackle? He's going to be a good football player.
What do you like about him at guard? What does he bring to that position?
Well, he, you know, right now where he's at and who's beside him as being a rookie, that communication and being able to have a couple years under his belt is going to be very vital to him. That's one thing that's going to help an awful lot. And then, you know, Justin's has very good feet. He's a very good athlete. He's got tremendous lower body strength. And when you get closer to the ball as a guard position, you're going to be blocking bigger people. So I think that'll be an advantage for us. He'll be able to block those people.
How is getting Jeff Schwartz back going to kind of help that line gel, especially running things that he's really good at?
Yeah, it's exciting. I mean, if he can, you know, Jeff wants to do it. He's worked awful hard to come back from his injury, and he just needs to have the good luck charm in his side for once, you know, in his career. And once he's able to do that, you know, here's a guy that could be, you know, in the next, you know, half a dozen years, have a tremendous finish to his career.
Do you see him kind of settle at that right guard spot?
You know, again, he's a guy that he's played various spots through his career. You like to settle him in the one spot, and that kind of looks at that, that would be the spot now. Could he go out and play tackle? I think that would be something he did against Dallas, that he doesn't, again, he's playing enough football that he doesn't panic when that happens. But we need to get him settled in a certain position as well as the others. You can tell I'm not really answering that question. I really don't know who's going to play where. I know one thing. You know my favorite line that's been around me? I'm not playing. All right, five of those guys. But I think we're heading in that direction where they're at now. I really do.